Hey guys, welcome to Never Offside with Julie and Kat, and welcome to our season finale.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We have a season finale, but episode 20, we are still counting. if this is technically our season finale, we will not be done, but we're just going to go on a little summer schedule, if you will.
So we're going to pop in every so often with a fun summer episode.
An off-season, Offside, off-season edition.
It's so crazy. Like, we started this in January. We went through the whole, we're up to the Stanley Cup final, and, you know, like, who knew when we...
Who knew? And people are still listening. I was at a fair this weekend with my boys, and some person came up to me there, and she was so sweet and was like, I thought I knew her at first, because she was like, Julie, and I was like, hi, and she was like, I just love your podcast. I noticed your husband, but like, I love your podcast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so humbling. Like, I am like always caught off guard that people are actually listening and loving it. So appreciate it. Shout out.
Yeah, we're very, very, like you said, humbled. It's like very, very cool whenever anyone says that. Anytime we get a DM. It's also really funny. Last week when we had Jeff and Ty on the show, if you haven't watched, watch our husbands come on the show and
oh my gosh, yeah, drink Jeff some is wine still recovering from from the episode.
I know. I was going to ask how Jeff's doing.
He's a gamer. It was great.
Yeah, no, he was great. But if when we were teasing the episode, I googled Jeff Petrie, Tyler Toffoli to get some photos of them together, and their AI bio. We love an AI bio on the show. Was that they were connected through you and I in this podcast. Like,
hilarious. You know,
not that they went to the Stanley Cup finals together on the Montreal Canadiens, just that they...
Leave it to AI to tell them that we brought our husbands together and you have, like, five kids by the name of Aaliyah and Leo and whoever else.
Millions of kids. Ty and Jeff know each other through this podcast. We learn a lot. We've learned a lot this
Well, it's been season. Fun. It's been a learning experience. And this episode is actually super special because we kept getting feedback that people wanted to hear from a coach's wife and a different perspective. And we thought, no better time than heading into the Stanley Cup Finals. We are going to speak with Emily Fee. She is the wife of the assistant coach for the Florida Panthers, Miles Fee, and just get her whole outlook on life. And she is the most fun, loving, energetic, adventurous woman that has gone. They started in Edmonton and have journeyed across countries. And she's just embraced kind of everything and talks about that and the whole vibe in Florida and how they have just leaned into that as a family and the organization, how special it is, and so much more. So that will be up next.
NHLShop.com. The official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Welcome back to Never Offside. We have Emily Fee joining us today from Florida. She's a wife of the assistant coach, Miles Fee, and video coach of the Florida Panthers. Emily, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
Nice to meet you. I have a question that I feel like only I can ask in stalking you on Instagram. How tall are you?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask Miles because I know his height and I lie about my height all the time. Yes. So on my driver's license, it says 5'4", but I'm technically 5'3".
Oh, so how tall is he?
He's 6'5". He's a big guy.
Oh my gosh, you look smaller than me in photos, and I'm 4'11". So.
So that was the funniest thing when you were sending us photos and I sent them over to Kat. She's like, is she my size? And I'm like, it looks like it. And she is petite and little, teeny, but Miles is huge.
He's like, huge, but not fair because that photo, he had his skates on. So
there you go.
It was a little, yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, I got excited that I had another under 5 foot. Another
miniature person.
Yeah.
I love that. So how, okay, so you two know each other from Edmonton, you and Julie.
We
go way back, like 10 years ago.
Plus.
Like, yeah. More than that.
Wow.
Yeah, we were with so many teams. Julie, maybe even less than you, but yeah, we've been with a lot of teams.
Yeah, take us back to kind of Miles's journey and your journey alongside him. You know, and I know the Reader's Digest version, but just quickly give our listeners kind of your path and then we'll dig into the little things that, you know, make you you and what have kept you going along this amazing journey y'all have had.
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey. So Miles and I met in college and his Division III hockey team used to practice the same place as the New York Rangers. And I always tell kids, like, this is a good lesson. Sometimes if you want to work hard, play hard, you got to do the extra work, right? So he used to volunteer with them all the time, and they would ask him to come help out on the ice. So he was with the New York Rangers, and it was, like, dreamy because that was my hometown team. And I was like, oh, this is great. We'll be together. We'll be with the Rangers our entire life. I can live here. Great. No. He got the opportunity to go with the Edmonton Oilers to then be the head video coach. So we moved to Edmonton. And I tell you, there is nothing more humble from going from like delicious bagels, bodegas, to frostbite in oil country. Like it was a full culture shock.
We get it.
You get it. And that's nothing against them. It just personally, I was like, wait, this is what I signed up for. Okay, I need to like keep it focused. I'm doing this for my husband. But then, yeah, after that, we went to the minor league team, the Charlotte Checkers, which included, it was from going from like Broadway to the community theater. And like Miles was on a lot more bus rides. It humbled us for sure. And then from there, we went to the Buffalo Sabres, which was awesome. We had a great time. And now we're with the Florida Panthers, which is like, makes it all feel worth everything because it's like, we've got sunshine, we've got lollipops every morning you wake up, but then you can go to the rink and the people that are here are amazing. And then of course, obviously the Stanley Cup, you can't beat that. So that's been our kind of like wonky journey, but it's been worth it at this point.
So when you got the call that you were going to Florida, what were you? Were you just like, yes, here we go?
So in my head, I was kind of like, wait a minute. We just bought a house. I found like a best friend, which is hard to do. You guys know, like when you're constantly moving around, you're not a teenager anymore. Like you're set in your ways. You've got kids. It's almost like I got to start over all over again. But then I'm like, wait a minute. It's Florida. And I was kind of like, well, which one? Are we going to Tampa? Or are we going to go to the Panthers? And when he said the Panthers, I was like, okay. So we did our research. We thought about it for a long time. It wasn't the easiest decision, but now that we're here, it's just like we did the right thing.
Well, I remember just through social media, and that's how we've kept up over the years. But going back, I'll go back to Edmonton in a minute, but like when you guys are making that decision, I remember – you know, along the way, you're again, like you said, starting over. You're starting over a career. You're starting, like, you have worked in every city that Miles has played in. And, you know, in Canada, it took a different sort of, you know, settings. Like, you had to get different sort of visas and qualifications and things like that. But in Buffalo, you know, you're really kind of getting into more of the blogging world. Yep. And I remember you like just got your house. You were just like making it all cute. And then all of a sudden you like had this like cryptic message of like big changes ahead, which if you aren't in the hockey world, you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And I'm like, I know what's happening. So I'm like texting you on the side, like, where are you going? And right. Tell me more.
You're right. And like, I was getting other messages. Oh my gosh, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, that's the last thing happening.
Yeah.
I'm uprooting.
Yes.
Yet again.
I'm taking my entire family.
It just seemed like you were really had dug in. And once you got to Buffalo, and then like you said, it's like you got to sit there and think like weigh the pros and cons of like, okay, we're going to uproot and we're going to start over with two kids that are school age. And, you know, but like you said, it's like hindsight's always 20/20. You got a Stanley Cup. It was all worth it.
It was so worth it. And like, it's tough because you're trying to explain this life to normal people, not normal people, but people that you go to work with, and they know nothing about this world, this kind of crazy life that we all do a really good job of downplaying. I have to give us kudos to that. Like, we don't complain constantly how crazy it can be,
it's
right?
Just part of the job description, like professional packer and mover, and you know, meeting, like you said, meeting adult friends is hard, but I feel like all of us have a pretty good knack at like, okay, you got to do it, and you got to do it quick. Like,
exactly. And no pouting. Like, there's no time for it. Once you get to that place, of course, you're going to miss people, you're going to miss things, but they can always come visit. And trust me, when you come to Florida, everybody and their mother comes to visit you. So,
yeah. Lovely. No doubt. Well, we bonded back in Edmonton. I remember my favorite story about you, Emily. She's from New York. So we have got you can't tell in her accent. She's still got her New York accent. But I remember one day in Edmonton, and we were all really close, like players and upper management, coaching staff. Like, we were all really close because, you know, it's kind of like you got to stick together up there.
Yeah.
But Em is like, it was like, whatever, we had a game on Saturday, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to Costco tomorrow. This is a Sunday. And I'm like, you're going to Costco on Sunday? Like, are you psycho? And she's like, yeah, it reminds me of home, like bumping elbows with people.
Oh my God.
It's my favorite story about you. I like that girl.
I mean, that's the closest thing I got to New York feeling Edmonton for sure. Yeah. It's Costco on a Sunday.
So you're New York, but he's Manitoba?
So he's Doc Manitoba. So he got a full ride for D3. Manhattanville College is where we moved. We met. And so never really thought it would work because the stars lined up for us to meet beyond me. But we're still together, and it's been pretty crazy.
And did you grow up, obviously, a Rangers fan, or was hockey just...
No, my mom always called us rink rats. Like, we were always at the rink. My brother played hockey. I played field hockey, like Julie. And my coach, he said to me, he was like, hey, you know, for off season, you should play hockey. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I can do that. I was horrible. Absolutely horrible. But I did it. And it helped me understand, you know, Miles' job a lot more, so that when we were dating, he was kind of like, oh, this chick checks all the box. She's not from Canada, but she can still talk hockey, and we can watch hockey games together. And, you know, I understood when he had to work like crazy. So
great.
Yeah. I didn't even know that part about the playing hockey, because it leads me into, we have some questions about, you know, how much, you know, we laugh because like Kat knows nothing about hockey and doesn't.
Used to not.
She knows much more now. and I maybe know like a hint more than her. And
a lot more.
Jeff and I debrief, I guess, a lot more. And Ty and Kat do not debrief.
Oh, we don't discuss that.
So my question is with Miles being the video coach and across the league, like, do you guys like ever debrief together? Or is that just like his work stays his work and you stay in your lane?
That's a tricky question. I would say it is season depending. For sure, you know, I have my opinions and there is like zero filter, right? Mm-hmm. So I tend to like say things and he's just like, please make sure you don't say that around other people. Like, just like, dear Lord. But no, we have a good time. Like, I will say, when he gets home from games, we don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But there's times where, like, I'll bring up a certain call, or I'll bring up, like, what happened on that line? Like, da-da-da. You know,
yeah.
We'll kind of go into it a little bit, but I know when to, like, not say something.
Yeah.
And I know when it's, like, well, I don't really care because I need to actually know what's going on. Like,
I mean, that makes sense. Informative. Yeah. But we always joke, too, about, like, the awkward silence rides home, you know, after, like, a loss.
Like, yeah, so that, I would say, is a difference between coaches' wives and players' wives. So I don't actually ride home with Miles, and I know all the players' wives do, and I'm super grateful that I don't, because I could not even deal with the amount of silence that you guys probably have to deal with. Oh. And screaming kids in the back, and they want to talk to Dad about hockey, and did you see that goal? Did you see this? Whatever. So I'm very thankful that, like, if the game is going south, I can scoot out second period.
Nice, because I've another joke, I've Ubered home from games before to avoid that ride.
Oh, no.
So that's great to know that you have that.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's also touching into the world of, like, okay, we know the player schedules through and through,
right?
But when you look at the coaching and the support staff and equipment managers and things like that, like, their schedules are insane. And I don't think that gets enough, like, credit or, like, examined upon, because, like, Miles is never home. Like,
and it's probably year round too, right?
Like, yeah. It's year round. Like, I always joke because he's up at 5 a.m., right? He's out the door at least by 5:30, 6 o'clock some days. And I'm like the bread man from 1940s, like, what, like, who is on the road right now other than you? And, you know, they're there, and then that's even after getting home at 11:30 midnight after an 8 o'clock game, because they have to stay, right? They have to cut the video. He's got a pre-scout the next game. They got to prep for the meetings, right? Because they go on the ice, or if they have the meetings before, sometimes it's 10 o'clock meeting. So, and he's got to talk to, I think we have 7 coaches on staff, right? So it's not just like him and Maurice, you know, like, we've got so many guys, and we got to worry about the penalty kill, and so there's just a lot of things that we got to break down, and so I never see him. And at the same time, it's kind of like, it's good, because when he's home, he's home. When he's not home, we don't want to mess with his schedule and his, like, his mental capacity. So
totally. So the other coaches' wives, you guys are all in it together. Is it kind of like, you know, our situation, group chats, like, hangs, like, what's it like?
Yeah, we have our own group chat for sure. Coaches' wives are, it's a little trickier because the age differences. You know, a lot of the coaches' wives, either their husbands were players at some point in their career, or they weren't. And so we have those kinds of things mixed in a little bit. So it's a little different from you girls. Our kids definitely differ in age. But we are a solid group here in Florida. It's a good time. And the personalities, they're all over the map, but they click, like, our guys click as much as we click, because you can see those different personalities and how well we play off each other.
Oh, I believe that. I mean, it starts from the top down and through and through. And you always say, like, a good room, you know, in the wives' room, it's the same as locker room, and it's same, you know, it's across the board. And clearly Florida has some sort of formula figured out. Would you say, like, Paul Maurice's wife, Michelle, is she, like, kind of like the captain's wife, if you will? Like, is she setting the tone, or do all of y'all kind of have your role in it? How does it look?
It's so funny, because whenever someone calls her Michelle, she's Mitch. She doesn't go by Michelle. So
okay.
So she's so funny. She's awesome. But she doesn't ever make it feel like she's queen bee. You know what I mean? Like, we're all – she makes it very clear, like, whatever you guys want to do, you guys go for it. Like, it's not like this pressure of, oh gosh, I'm nervous about a game, so I need to go to the game. Nope. No one will look at you any sort of way if you don't want to go to an event, if your kid's hockey schedule trumps maybe a Panthers game. They've been there. They've done that. They totally get it. So we're all kind of in it together.
That's so special.
Yeah. Do you guys so how many games about do you go to, would you say, or like starting at the playoffs, does it get more? Like, you all show up more probably at the playoffs?
I would say it depends. I would say it's pretty consistent throughout the season. But with the last, this being the third year, I think we've been kind of like, okay, we take it easy a little bit, but at the same time, it gets like, hey, who is going tonight? Like, who's going to the game? And like, if someone has extra tickets, they always offer it up because someone's dad's in or whatever. So yeah, it's clear communication, but no stress.
Okay. Well, speaking of stress, what is it like sitting next to you at a game?
It's horrible. So I would say the best way to describe it is, you know, like, you guys have a different kind of stress. You see your guys on the bench, you see them making their plays. Miles is calling back goals during playoffs, so he called back the Carolina goal, right? And and gave Bobrovsky the shutout, right? So during that, when I knew he was making that call, I either grabbed the people next to me or, you know, my chair, and I am literally like, I'm like an air, like, I feel like I'm on an airplane, like a Spirit airplane during a thunderstorm. Like, I'm just like white knuckling it the whole time. And like, you know, my kids are cheering, and all I can do is like, just say like, thank you, baby Jesus. Like, I can't even like, I can't even get excited. I'm still in like such stress. But when the game's over and done, I'm like, oh, I can breathe. The first three games, I'm like calm. No matter what the score is, fourth game is where we're just all kind of a little on edge, because it can go this way or it can just keep going.
So, Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Wild comparison.
Wild.
Do you have any superstitions, and does Miles have any superstitions from a coaching angle?
Right. So it's kind of like a unicorn. He is, he doesn't do superstition. And I kind of fell into it a little bit at the beginning of the first year, because I was like, oh man. Second year, everything felt like sticky. Every piece of Panther gear that I had that I would wear to a game had like a layer of a win or a loss. So we've kind of switched it from superstition to prayer. And that sounds corny, but I swear it's because I needed better outcomes. That I was just like, you know what, at this point, guys, I need to teach the kids too that it is, we just need to pray. We got to believe. And any kind of like anxious or whatever, we're going to mess them up and we're going to mess daddy up. So we say our prayers in the morning when it's during playoffs. And that's all we can do. We just leave it up to him.
So you kind of like shifted superstition.
I had to, because we were just like, we were going a little crazy with things, and I respect everybody's superstition, but I was getting a little too much, and I was just like, this is not what I'm about. I've never done this.
I like that shift.
It can consume you. It really can.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really totally can.
Now, how do your kids, Colette and Tank, I'm going to call him Dank. How old are they now?
So Colette is 11, turning 12. She gets older, not me. Wesley is 8 years old.
Okay, so how did they do with Miles being, with you guys being so transient? I mean, not for the last 3 years, but, and then him just being gone. Like, I know it on our schedule, and it's hard enough on the long road trips and things like that. But, you know, even when your husband's home, he's still, you know.
He's not present.
Yeah.
I mean, he's present, but he's not here. He's still working.
Yeah.
I would definitely say that I think it was in Buffalo that it was a hard lesson to learn, but I had to wake up and realize I'm the consistent for my kids. Like, I'm the mom, I'm the packer, I'm the school finder. I am, you know, the person that packs the lunch, the, you know, all the tears that are coming with the shift and the move, but at the same time, like, teaching them with these moves, oh my gosh, we get to have new adventures and travel, new cultures, and Florida's got a lot of them. So it's been like, let's ride this roller coaster with our seatbelts on and I'm that seatbelt. So that's just kind of been what we've been together.
I love teaching them that it's an adventure because that's how I see this entire
totally thing. Right. And it does end. I explain that to them. There will be a day where I don't know if it ends because Miles is such a workaholic. Yeah. I think he's just going to keep going.
Yeah.
But there will be a time that, you know, this is just not what we're worried about so much anymore. So, like, let's just ride it. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
How have they transitioned into Florida life?
That was tough. It was tough. You know, we love the beach, so we all thought it was going to be this big, like, we're at the beach every day and all that kind of stuff. But we miss snow so much, which was crazy. It's hard to live in a place where Halloween, Christmas, it's like 80 degrees out. Yep. And, you know, so it was tough.
It's funny, in stalking you, I told Julie, I was like, she seemed like she really enjoyed the East Coast fall.
Like, yes. Oh, because I grew up in that, right? So
yeah,
that's like,
yeah.
And they kind of grew up in that now that they were in Buffalo for those, like, those serious years. But I think Wesley's a Florida boy. Like, he's all about it. He walks around with his shirt off. He's like, it's like, when are we going on the beach? And he's got his sandals. We're going to the hockey games all the time. He's got his slides and his board shorts on. I'm like, dude, I can't.
Well, I love that you said it perfectly. Like, you are the seatbelt. You are, that is like the women in this adventure is we are the energy and we are just the whole mood on if you're moving kids, if you're moving yourself and your animal, like you are the energy. And I think you do it so gracefully and so beautifully with that message of just like, it's an adventure and we are going to ride the wave wherever we go. And you have done that so well through Miles's career, and I've admired it so much. Like,
aww,
you,
thanks, Julie.
You've just, like, you're amazing. You adapt to any situation. And Edmonton, you know, you are working in the schools there, and then you kind of shifted. And throughout that, I did remember, and I wanted to talk to you about it, you, like, applied for some cooking show.
Yes.
Like, can you expand on that now? Because I feel like that was the coolest thing to witness.
That was really cool. I don't know if I can say it, but I'm going to say it. It was Ramsey. He was, you know, he has his shows, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted hometown cooks. So I had my stuff out on Instagram and someone reached out to me from his team and they were like, hey, we think you'd be a really good candidate for this. And I was just like, okay. And much like yourself, a couple of people were like, just do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Try out. And I did. And then I kept making the rounds. And I was like, oh, no. I don't know if I can do this. Like,
what was it like? Like, what kind of show was it?
So it would be like I'd be representing the Northeast. And I would be going against other people. And, like, they do, you know, all these kind of cooking challenges. And then I think you win, like, $100,000 or whatever. And you get, like, a part of a cooking show. All this stuff. So it got really intense and there got to the point of the interview and they were like, so you can, you know, leave your family for like 5 months. And I was like, no.
Let's work in our household here.
Yeah.
It was like, absolutely not. And then I like kind of called my dad. I was like, Dad, I know you're like 65 almost. Like, you know, you think you want to move down to Florida and take kids to school every day, hockey practice? He was like, absolutely not. No.
Yeah, no. Well,
oh, so this was recently then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was inspiring to say the least. And everybody has to go follow him because she just throws together these like gourmet meals from, you know, she's like the 5-ingredient girl from Trader Joe's. And she looks like she's put together, you know, a 4-course meal. Do you have any advice for any younger, you know, coach's wife that might be coming into a league with a younger coach? You know, they're kind of at the beginning of their journey. What kind of advice would you give?
I would give, put yourself out there. Like, pretend like you're speed dating and you have nothing to lose with, like, the women that you can meet in the organization. It might turn out that you're going to become best friends with the GM's wife. It might turn out that you're going to become friends with the captain's wife or, you know, the equipment manager's wife. But just put yourself out there because everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's mm-hmm. self-conscious. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's husband's contract might be up in a couple of years. So you might as well find your people and just dig in.
Couldn't agree more.
I have another question. We were wondering about the differences in, you guys won a Calder Cup and obviously Stanley Cup. What's the difference in celebrations? What's the difference in parades? Like, can you tell each one, you know, what sure. happens after?
Sure.
In different regions, I guess.
Yeah, different. Just yeah. the differences, like, the similarities, you know?
Yeah. Florida itself is a vibe. Like, you've got fans wearing flip-flops. You've got them sweating through their Panthers jersey. They're screaming Vamos Gatos anytime they see someone wearing a Panthers gear. It was amazing. Charlotte, we won the cup. I could tell those guys were so excited. They are such babies. They're younger. It was really for them. And, you know, we went to a restaurant after. We had a lot of fun celebrating. And with the Florida Panthers, it was family. Like, our kids were there celebrating with us. We kept them out way too long. You know, the guys ended up just like celebrating all together the whole night. I think we were home around like 4 a.m. And then we got together for dinner after the next day. So I might have slept 4 hours in total. But yeah, it was spectacular. Something you never forget. And the parades, amazing. The Charlotte Checkers, I'm not sure they actually had a parade, or maybe I didn't go. I don't remember. But the Panthers parade was very Florida. It was torrential downpour. People were like screaming, running next to the buses. It was so fun.
Was the Florida parade, I think I remember, was it on that main Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, the A1A. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. They shut it down and, like, you know, everybody was just out to party.
So sure. How do you guys manage expectations going into, you know, this year's playoffs and this year's finals? You guys, like, you kind of know what it takes. And how do you, like, what are you doing differently or the same to manage that kind of, you know, the energy?
Yeah. So I think our fans do a really good job of keeping the energy in the stadium mm-hmm. the same, if not more. And I think the wives do a really good job of keeping the house calm and consistent, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. And whatever goes on in the locker room is working, because those guys are unlike any other team. They're pretty awesome.
That seems amazing. Like every year. So you guys got there in 2022. It seems like every year it just kind of gets more and more exciting, more people talking about Florida. You guys have the outdoor games next year, so each year it's probably gotten, you know, it's like she said, how do you keep that energy, like, humble?
Yeah. Yes. Humble energy. Exactly. But
I don't even think humble's the word. I think it's more like, no, let's do this, like, let's just do as much as we can and keep going.
Yep.
It's amazing. Cool. Do you guys have any plans to travel to Edmonton for any of the games?
Nope.
Is there what's the hard no there?
I think everybody needs the guys to be focused on them. And I think we all agree that it's best for us to all cheer them on at home.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love the same page, like, definitive vibe.
Yeah, I was like, that was a hard no.
It's also a really long travel day.
Yes.
Probably, yeah, not even dressed, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Florida's good. I can watch the game from the beach and I'm happy.
Sounds rough.
I know.
Oh,
something we saw, the 5K. Can you tell us how that came about with the Gaudreau family and just how you all rallied together there?
Yeah, so that whole event speaks to this organization in a nutshell. It was never fanfare. Like, it was not planned. The guys weren't even initially involved. This was something that Kachuk's fiance and the GM's wife kind of talked to all the wives about, and we were going to do it totally quiet, and as we still did. But when the guys were actually going to be home, then it was like, okay, we'll bring the kids. Okay. And, you know, if the guys want to do it, they should do it too. And they absolutely wanted to do it. And, you know, it's such a moment of realization that this is what it really is about. It really is so much more of a community rather than my husband's job, for sure.
Well, it's evident in seeing that, like you said, just popping up kind of on our social medias and seeing it and seeing the players and y'all's kids and support stuff. Like, everybody just coming together during probably the most high, you know, intense part of your season and, you know, rallying around what it really means and what is it is a testament to y'all's organization. And it was just super cool and inspiring to see, just, I think, for probably across the league, because that was incredible. Like, every little bit we're seeing on it was super special.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it does not, it's coming from their core. It does not, obviously the social media team has to do their job and they're going to post about it, but that is not the intention. And I highly encourage anybody that gets the opportunity to come to Florida Panthers just to come here so you can understand what this is. It's like top-notch organization.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They should hire you, Emphy.
I was just saying,
you're the recruiter.
I mean, I'll take it. I'll take the job.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so we'll ask you our quick hitters to wrap things up. These should be a little easier. So, okay, what are you and Miles watching together right now?
Okay, other than
hockey?
we were watching hockey. That was the only thing we were watching. Sirens is amazing. He's not actually watching it. I just watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. It's on loved my list. It. What is your most used emoji?
Oh, I'm such a old lady. I do the cry laugh. That's my emoji.
That's funny because we had the two young kids from the Sharks on the show, and that's also there. So saying,
okay. All right.
So you're not an old lady.
Yeah, Macklin and Will, 18 and 20. That
you're
they're
trending
crying
with the teenagers.
All right. So kind of similar, but what's the most used social app between the two of you?
Ooh. So he's technically, he's on Instagram, but
not.
He's very hidden. Yes.
He's a ghost.
Yes. He's one of those. He doesn't have any posts. And I think there's like maybe like 15 people following him. But Instagram, WhatsApp to text with our Canadian family. And I think that's it.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Favorite concert you've ever been to?
It's a good one. A long time. I want to say Dave Matthews Band.
Cannot go wrong there.
Nice. Most memorable vacation?
I want to say probably the Stanley Cup. We took it to his hometown, and that was amazing.
What'd you do for the party?
So my sister-in-law actually kind of threw the party, because when you get the schedule as to when you have the cup, it is like you're planning a wedding in 2 weeks and that's it. So I kind of messaged her, and she was amazing. I was like, listen, I need it at your house. Can you get the food? We will pay you for everything. She was like, it would be a dream. So she kind of threw the party for us. But yeah, we just went to his hometown, and we invited the whole community, and it was amazing.
Oh my God. Were there people he hadn't seen in like a really long time?
Oh my gosh, forever. And a lot of people actually drove like hours and hours. I mean, it doesn't help that his hometown is a 4-hour drive from the Winnipeg airport. So everybody kind of did have to drive no matter what. But yeah, it was great.
Wow. That's so funny. Again, as a New York City girl and
you married in the farm.
The farm.
I'm really funny.
Manitoba.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I know the answer to this, but what is your drink of choice at a hockey game?
White wine. Always. Yeah. Always.
Hasn't
it's got to be Savvy. Yep, hasn't changed.
I am the same, so.
It just goes good with, like, the cold ice. You know, you're just, like, in it, so.
I actually deem it as one of my superstitions to make it seem, like, a little more normal, you know. It's like, stop me.
Do what you have to do, Kat. Do what you have to
do. Yep, that's it.
Like, where's my white wine? We're losing. I need my, you know. Like,
give it. I need it.
Most this is fun. Most Florida thing you've ever done?
Ooh. Oh, there's so many now, and I kind of love all of them. Warming up at the rink, like going outside and sitting by the palm trees, warming up the rink is like my favorite Florida thing to do. Wearing open-toed shoes or like flip-flops to a rink is like my favorite thing. There's so many. Going to the beach before a hockey game. I love that. My kids love it. I'm trying to think, what else do we do? Ordering Uber Eats at the beach is also
to the beach.
Thing.
Yeah, I love
to
it.
The beach.
Yeah,
they bring that. It right to you.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Actually funny. There's one I went to see Ty play when he was on the Kings in Florida. And I took a photo after the game, and I'm in a t-shirt and flip-flops. And, like, it's a weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's normal there. But I feel like people were commenting, like, what are you wearing to the hockey game? But
it literally makes me feel, like, so vulnerable. Like, going to the rink in the summer here, and I, like, forget, like, I'm in flip-flops. I feel like my toes are going to get chopped off by one of my kids.
Yes.
Stepping on my feet with their skates. It's like.
That's very possible.
It freaks me out. But we went to a game last year in Florida, and my favorite part about it was warming up. So, like, in the intermission, they had these beautiful outdoor patios with bars, like, connected to the rink. And I was like, and they had, like, games, like, Connect Four and stuff for children. And I'm like,
right,
this is nice. Like, I like this. So I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, what is your favorite date night in Florida?
Oh, we're going to do it again tonight, so you're going to get the best version. So we actually bring our kids with us because, I don't know. I sometimes date nights have to be family nights as well, because we just don't have time together. So we go down to Las Olas, and there is a restaurant. It's brand new. I think it's Ocean Prime, and we get almost every side option available, and then everybody gets like a steak, or, you know, I always get the salmon, and everybody just is just, it's just hands everywhere. You don't know whose dish is what, and like, it's just my favorite date night.
I love it. Well, that is going to be special, because I'm sure Miles is off to Edmonton tomorrow.
Yes,
so that sounds like the perfect send off for him.
Yeah,
and
we're
good vibes.
Yeah, we're just celebrating, always celebrating.
I love that. Well, Emily, thank you for joining us. You are such a gem. I was so excited to catch up with you. And
I know.
Good luck, and just keep holding down the fort.
Well, you girls should come to Florida. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, yeah, I was just there. The twist my arm. I literally will come anytime. So.
All right, girlies. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Em.
You. Nice to meet you. Okay, she was very cool. It's really cool to hear that perspective from a coach's wife. Just in terms of hours, everything.
She's so fun, and she's like, I just love her perspective on everything. She's just inspiring. So, Emily.
Yeah, she's great.
But I'm really kicking myself right now, because I wanted to ask about the coach's handshake line. Did you see that?
I saw a little bit, but I didn't really know enough to, like, ask. But what?
So, apparently, and I'm, you know, maybe I'm missing a part of it, but Paul Maurice, the head coach of Florida, when they won the series against Carolina, he stopped Rob Brind'Amour before they went and did the handshake line. And said something of the likes of, like, the coaches should handshake now and not join the players' line. So, like, don't go in the players' handshake line. Like, that's for them. Okay. And it's getting a little, like, controversial. Like, what is your take on it sort of thing? And not that it matters, but I meant to ask Emily.
Oh, damn.
Because her
hot topic, and you didn't do
it. I know. It's like, dang it. Not that it's, like, groundbreaking and whatever, but it would have been fun to hear what they thought about it. I mean, do you have any thoughts, Kat?
No, but I would like you to text her now. You didn't ask her.
I know. I'll follow up with a text. But anyways, I just think that's funny that it's kind of, like, all over, you know, social media right now of, like, you know, why did he decide to, like, make that a point at that time? And
yeah,
should they be part of it or should they not? I don't know. And Pee Wee Games coaches are always part of it. So
let's get her take, and you can tell me, and then maybe she'll let us say it on the Insta or something. I don't know. Yeah. That's so funny. Well, speaking of our Insta, now that we're kind of winding down for the summer, keep our DMs flooding. We want to know who you want to have on this summer, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, we have ideas, and we're going to pop in, you know, after the Stanley Cup is awarded, we will get someone on that will be closely related to the celebrations to kind of debrief that. And then, you know, of course, there's all these markers throughout the summer. Free agency, we'll have to kind of talk about that.
We want to have a couples because we really liked when we interviewed, like, the Alsners. That was fun to have, you know, the couple aspect. And now that we're, like, really big on games on this podcast,
yeah. Now it's a game show. Yeah, now we're hosting a game show.
Yeah, so I feel like having, like, some, like, hockey couples, because during the off season, the guys are a lot more, you know, fun to chat with.
And we want to dabble into other sports leagues. So definitely getting into MLB. And getting kind of perspectives on, you know, because they're full, no pun intended, full swing during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. And just keep an eye out. It's not going to be regular cadence, but we will be back during the off season, just in a little bit different pattern.
Yep.
And just enjoying our summers. And, you know, they always fly by.
Yeah. So. It's already been flying by. I mean, it's, like, actually crazy. Like,
I know. It's when June hits, I feel like that's the start of, like, okay, the guys' training actually really, like, starts to, like, be serious. And I can't ask Jeff, like, oh, don't go in to work out this early today. You know, it's like, nope, his schedule is back in, you know, priority. So.
Totally. And once June 30th-ish hits, that's when the hockey weddings start flowing our feeds, too. So...
Yeah,
it's always
hockey
really
wedding
funny.
Summers. Yep,
hockey wedding hockey summers. Summer. Everyone has the same exact anniversary in this world,
honestly,
or a week apart, maybe. So yeah, it's pretty funny.
So it'll be fun. Kat and I are gonna reunite in person this summer in Montreal. So
maybe we'll go live from
you never know
from where we first met and
from the hill in Mount Royal.
That actually would be so, like, so serendipitous, is that the word? Yeah. If we actually went up there and did
full
a
circle.
Podcast.
From, I think full from, circle is yeah. the is the word we were looking for. Words. No,
yeah.
Words.
Whoa. Yeah.
Anyways, well, that's the plan. So stick around. Keep letting us know. We'll do fun things on our Instagram just to keep things lively there. But thank you again for just... you know, being with us, bearing with us, because we learned along the way, you know, we both never knew how to do a podcast to start.
We're a long way from our Garzy interview where we just were like, oh, what are we doing?
Yeah,
wow,
so thank you again. Continue to like, subscribe, do all the things that you got to do on your podcast platforms just to help us and keep us, you know, on the forefront. So we appreciate you guys. And thanks again for tuning in to our first season of Never Offside with Julie and Kat.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.